feel is their appointed duty.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, in order to become a citizen in this nation, it's the cost is $725. It includes, and the majority of that is for filing fees, $640 for processing, and the biometrics fee is $85. And the fact that we don't have a system that has been upgraded enough to expedite bringing in all of these people, 18 million or so, who are legally waiting to become citizens in this nation. Republicans have been against doing the right thing, as always, when it comes to opening the opportunities for people who come from Central America and other parts, Caribbean and other places, and they want to pick and choose who they want to allow inside of the nation. And at the root of what is happening and taking place and slowing down the process, again, are Republicans. And to have, you know, people like the last caller who is ignorant because he doesn't read. And he wants to push back and argue with facts. He's always talking about facts. He doesn't have any. Let's go to the phone lines in Tom from LA. Hey, what's going on, man? Tom? I don't know. Is he there? Anyway.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. So what's going on, man?
Oh, okay. First, we the people are the government, and that means all of us, including CJ. The Republican Party is the party of death, or the pro-death party. What I'd like to say is it's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing to me that if you said to CJ, can you name one good thing that a Democratic person has done? Is there one good thing that Joe Biden has done? He would not come up with one. He has the same talk every single day.
I know.
Democrat Party, and it's just like, dude, we as Americans are supposed to speak out against our grievances about our government. I get that. But the thing is, you have plenty of progressives that will sit here and tell you some of the things that our Democratic Congress people have done that very much are not good or irritating or whatever it is that it is. He can't come up with one. He's a robot.
Well, he's ignorant, man.
Like, you know, he just basically says Donald Trump did everything right. Joe Biden done everything
but,
wrong.
But I mean, Tom, he can't help us. He can't help himself. He's ignorant.
It's really sad. It's really sad.
And
I would really advise some counseling.
To argue about what is here in writing, and that there are 18 million people waiting to enter into a nation that needs them, that needs the immigrants, and that the Republicans once again are blocking access.
Well, and Earl, here's another thing about these Republicans. You know, like Trump said, he wants only certain immigrants to come into the country.
Right.
Well, what made America America, or made America great, was the fact that we had the people that were not as industrious or were poor when they got here, and that's why they actually strive to actually have a successful business or an opportunity to make themselves better. If you get a bunch of billionaires or millionaires that are allowed in from Europe or whatever it is, you know, that's not helping the country. You know, what helps the country is bringing in the people that are on the lower rung of the economic scale and let them develop, you know, the idea of making it here in the United States. So I just get really, really tired of these Republicans that, you know, can't look at it like we're all in this thing together. I mean, why don't they just go on their own island and just be there in Somalia
with
their guns around and all of that?
Well, Tom, again, his ignorance is and people like him.
There's a lot like him.
I know, but what they mistakenly believe is that there's some nationality calling American. Yeah. There is no nationality calling American.
No.
You know, and Donald Trump is the same way, and all those people who think that way. Well, yeah. we're Americans. Okay. And so what is the nationality of an American? There is no such creature. There never has been.
White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant.
Well, that's exactly what they want. But anybody who has any common sense knows that that's not an American. That's somebody. That's somebody who came to a nation.
Exactly.
And named it America. That's not an American.
Yeah, I'm a European American.
Well, that's correct.
I am from Europe. The thing is, you know, we all came from somewhere, and CJ, whether he believes it or not, came from somewhere, or his ancestors did too. So,
yeah, well,
you know, get over this whole idea of we don't have an illegal immigration problem. We have an illegal employment problem in this country.
Well, Tom, again, 13 million people trying to get into the country legally. We can't find people to work, and we've got a system that is outdated, needs to be updated. And then you look and see, not surprisingly, Republicans at the root of trying to not even repair it. Well, and especially
they would rather them be undocumented workers, so therefore they can actually have them come here and work for slave wages. That's really what they would rather have. They would rather have it so they don't form a union, they don't become a citizen, and you know, they're okay. They're actually okay with the undocumented and the illegal immigration, CJ, because then they don't have to pay those people as much money as they would an actual registered or documented American.
Well, what
so
Americans?
That's why they don't.
Well, you know, Tom, what Americans should be outraged about is not all the people gathering at the border. They should be arguing about why our system is so archaic.
Money and politics.
And why we can't move forward. With that, again, the wealthiest nation on earth, the greatest nation on earth, but yet, and then to hear people say we can't afford to allow more people into the country, we've already got enough people, there's not enough land. I mean, just ridiculous statements.
They are scared for some notion that if a person becomes a documented American, not an illegal or undocumented person, but if they become an American, they're afraid on the right that those people will vote Democrat.
Yeah, that's what's at the root of it.
That's what's at the root of it. And you know, but they have no problem taking their slave labor as undocumented workers. So, like I said, CJ, Your employers that are these big millionaires and billionaires that are on the Republican side, or maybe not even on the Republican side, these are people, they don't care. They want these people to be illegal so they can just hire them for $3 an hour.
But
that's what they
want. But Tom, here's the other part of it, because it's an oxymoron, right? The businesses need these people. Constantly griping about the fact that we don't have anybody to fill the jobs. The people are there at the border, right? The people are lined up legally trying to get in.
Yep.
And yet none of these things move forward because the very people who are Republicans are denying access, even though they need them. I mean, come on. You know,
they're the ones that love using this as a political wedge more than anybody else, because they really love illegal immigrants because they can pay them.
But Tom, that's why I don't understand why the businessmen, the legitimate businessmen that need these workers, don't part company with the Republicans on this. Right? Maybe it's the other things that they want to stick with them on, but the fact that they need these bodies to to come in and work and make sure that their businesses remain solvent is what's at the root of it, man. I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, remember, these people are mostly brown and black, too, and that scares the hell out of these white people that are insecure. So.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call, as always.
Thank you.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It never ceases to amaze me, the ignorance that's displayed in this nation, and the fact that people claim to be smart. But you can see right through what's behind their thoughts. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.